What is going on? It is Adam. Welcome back to Bringing It Backwards, a podcast where both legendary and rising artists tell their own personal stories of how they achieve stardom. On this episode, we had a chance to hang out with Via over Zoom video. Via was born and raised just outside of Beijing in China and talks about how she got into music. She comes from an artistic household. Her father was very into painting, so she started painting and studying how to paint around three. At 8 years old, she heard a woman playing piano and just was totally mesmerized by the experience. So she asked her family to put her in some piano lessons. She did that all through high school, ended up attending Berklee School of Music for classical piano. Started writing songs around 13. She ended up dropping out of high school at 15 to solely focus on classical piano. Got into Berklee, ended up graduating, moving back to China. She talked about putting out her first mixtape of songs called Free Fall. And she has two EPs coming out. Both of them are concept records. So she tells us the concepts of the two EPs and all about her most recent song called Catch 22. You can watch our interview with Via on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards. It'd be amazing if you subscribe to our channel, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bringing Back Pod. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, it'd be amazing if you follow us there as well and hook us up with a 5-star review.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're bringing it backwards with Via.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Adam, and this podcast is about you and your journey in music. And we'll talk about Catch 22 and, of course, the record label.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. So first off, born and raised in, were you, Beijing?
No, actually, I was born and raised in a small city called Jining in China. And I studied, you know, classical piano performance when I was 8. And so my mom and dad took me on road. So yeah, it's like we ended up living in Tianjin. Actually, it's a city that's very close to Beijing where I'm living now. And I studied my classical piano here in Beijing. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, how did you get into piano? Is that, do you come from a musical household? Do your parents play piano at all or no?
No, not at all. my dad was, he was very into painting. So he got me studying painting when I was 3 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just paint every day, and until when I was 8, I saw a beautiful woman playing the piano. I was like shocked. I never felt that way before, so I decided to, you know, to study music.
So then your parents put you in piano lessons?
Yeah, they're very supportive.
That's incredible. A lot of people don't have that type of support when it comes to pursuing an arts, you know, something to do with the arts. I guess it helps having a dad that's a painter.
Yeah. No, he's not a painter. He was very into painting, but
he had a love, I guess, for arts instead.
And actually, sure. He's a psychologist, so that's why he knows how to research.
Oh, that's cool. Sure.
Yeah. I'm so grateful. Yeah.
So at 8, you started learning classical piano. And how long did you do that? Was it through, you ended up going to school, you said, in Beijing to keep pursuing your education in that?
Yes. Actually, I practiced piano like very hard for like 3 years since I got here in Beijing. And actually, I started writing songs when I was 13, but at that time I there is no kind of songwriting lesson to take here in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the only way I can, you know, to study music for me is like to study the classical piano really hard, and then I thought I could you know, finally to be able to study composition and then songwriting kind of stuff. Yeah, so it was like the process for me. So I studied classical piano and then I got into Berkeley. That's wonderful.
Oh, wow. So you went to did you move to Boston or did you do it online?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, shout out to Berkeley.
Wow. Okay. Hold on. So you played, you started playing piano at 8, around 13, you started writing your own songs. And were those just compositions or were you writing lyrics and melodies and all of that as well?
Actually, the first song was just composition. Yeah. And as it was a tribute to my neighbor's dog. I loved her so much. And so that's when I lost her, I felt this enormous pain I need to, you know, let out. So I started writing music. And then
About your neighbor's dog? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because I love her so much. I like hang out with her every day. after that, I started, you know, just to write songs in English. Yeah.
Okay. Was that difficult to do?
Oh, actually, it was kind of natural for me to write in English lyrics. That's weird, though, because I, you know, I learned my English through songs.
Oh, really? Like, what were you listening to learn English?
Oh my gosh, I have so many music heroes. I listen to Sade and Norah Jones and Mariah Carey and Eminem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of styles of music. And I grew this kind of, I would say as a emotional kind of expression pattern for me to, you know, it's like all my feelings and my emotions are related to or attached to English lyrics.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why I write songs in English instead of Mandarin. You know, my daily speaking language is Mandarin, but I don't feel like writing songs in it. This is weird, but beautiful at the same time, because I really felt the emotional energy in English in songs. That was one of the reasons I write songs in English. But I think the second reason would be kind of like, you know, when I started writing songs when I was 13 or something, I don't want to, you know, I don't want my parents to know what I'm thinking.
Oh, what you're writing?
Yeah.
Interesting. They don't speak English at all?
Yeah, at that time. But they're learning now. So, but for now, I'm like, I want to learn to writing Mandarin as well, because I want to write songs that they can understand too.
Yeah. That's interesting. So what, like, were you writing like really vulnerable lyrics that you didn't want them to know about, or situations or topics that you didn't want them to hear about?
Yeah. That was like, kind of like my secret diary.
Well, tell me about that. Like what sort of, if you feel comfortable, like what sort of things were you writing about that you didn't want them to find out about, like crushes and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely crushes, but some, like, I like to write songs in my teens, like talking to my idol, like talking to my music hero. Yeah, that kind of thing. It's very vulnerable and honest.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I've asked that to other artists, just like, like, how do you become comfortable, you know, writing lyrics that you, or sharing lyrics with maybe your parents when you're starting out, that they're not going to be like, oh, like, what's wrong with my, you know, like, do I need to take my son or daughter to, you know, like a psychiatrist, or like, what's going on here? But like, to be able to kind of hide that in a way, because they couldn't speak the language. That's really interesting. I haven't heard that one before. So tell me, so you go, you get into Berklee. Was that, were you like in the school? Did your school have like a band or orchestra or anything that you were able to play piano in? And then how did you end up getting into Berklee? That's quite a distance to travel to go to college. I mean, that's really impressive.
Yeah. For the first question, yes, I was able to play piano a lot in Berklee. And because my principal instrument was piano, right? So I was the keyboard player in the band. So
I mean, like when you were, before you went to Berklee. Like when you were attending school in China, was that, were you able to play music at the school? Or was that something that you were a part of?
No, actually, I dropped out from high school. When I was 15. To, you know, just to study wholly about the
piano?
Yeah, the piano. So it was I passed out the, you know, literature, English, that classes. And then I focused on studying classical piano for like 3 years.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So then you go to Berklee and so how'd you find out about, did you just know about Berklee just because it's like this famous music school, or, and then how do you apply there? And then if you, when you get in, like, I want to hear that whole story.
All right. Actually, it was, I looked up on the internet one day because I was like, I love R&B music and love pop music. I didn't want to end up in a classical music school, actually. So that's why I looked up online. And then I saw, do you know Lee Hong Won? He's actually, he's very famous in China, and he was born in America. I think he's American. Yeah.
Okay.
And anyways, he graduated from Berklee, and then he wrote on his Weibo, is kind of like Chinese version of Twitter, about Berklee. That's where I found out about Berklee, and then I went to the berklee.edu. The website, and I saw those pictures and all those informations. I was like, oh my gosh, this is heaven for me. I have to apply to the school. So I just applied that day with my dad's credit card, paying for application fee. And he was like, he went home, he was like, who used my credit card, like pay in dollars. That was the start.
Was he mad at you or no?
No. I told him about the Berklee and everything. He was like super supportive.
And then do you have to submit like a demo, or like how do they know you're really good at piano, and then how do you get accepted into the school?
We did an audition in Hong Kong, and and I submitted three of my composition, I would say, because it's not songs. It's kind of like film scoring kind of works. And then I got into Berklee.
Wow. Yeah. Was that hard for your parents, for you to be like, all right, I'm moving all the way to Boston in the United States?
Definitely. And it was hard for me too, you know. To go
That must have been a culture shock, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
How did you adapt? Yeah. Were you like, what is happening here?
Yeah, a part of that being, I was shocked because, you know, classical piano is so different from jazz piano, and Berklee is specialized in jazz piano. And culturally, actually, I'm not so shocked by the culture and people there because I grew up listening to songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then watch those
Were you able to see television from the United States and internet and stuff? Okay.
TV shows, films and
Okay. So you kind of understood what was happening here.
Yes, but it was hard also to, to adapt to the food, the weather.
Oh yeah. Especially in Boston. What is the weather like where you live? Is it I have no clue. Does it snow and everything or no?
It's kinda like Boston, but not that cold in winter. Okay. Yeah. So we don't got that many of snows in winter.
Yeah. So that was because it gets real cold there.
Yes. But it was fun. Yeah.
Wow. Do you end up finishing school at Berkeley?
Yes, I graduated.
And then what happens from there?
After my graduation, I went back because I missed my family and my dog. And I started to, get my feet on the ground here in Beijing. So I got a job as music teacher in a music school that founded by a famous singer in China, Tiger Hu. And after settling down a bit with, work and life, I started to write my own songs and publish it.
Oh, yeah. What was that like? What was the first song you put out?
It was a single called Falling Back Again. And it was a song I wrote right after graduation, but I kept it for 2 years until it's out. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Were you nervous to put it out or was what was that like?
Yeah. Cause I was confident at songwriting. I was good at it, but producing music is a whole another story.
Mm-hmm.
So I arranged it myself, and I I was stuck in the production mostly, so I spent some time to really learn producing music, so that's why it took so long to
okay. Well, you said you work with somebody now, right? A producer now?
Yes, I produced and read for some artists.
Some
artists as well, yeah. But mostly right now, I just say, myself, yeah.
Okay. And what were you in, were you living in Berkeley when the pandemic happened or no?
No.
Or were you back home?
Oh, no, okay.
Did that affect your music career or writing or teaching at all?
I think it really did. But I think it's kind of a twofold impact kind of thing. Yeah. Cause I was able to, stay home during the quarantine to write more songs.
Sure.
More songs. Yeah. And then I mean after living this kind of post-pandemic life for 3 years now, it had me thought about a lot of things in life. So that's what I was writing in this upcoming EPs. I have two EPs coming.
Oh, so wow.
Dual concept EPs. Yeah. So the first one is I think back to the question, right?
No, this is great. Go ahead.
Okay. The first one is it's all about romantic love, my understanding of love.
Okay.
The second one follows the first one to, to complete the whole story. Cause it's after being in love, blinded by love and, and every thing that the society and other people trying to put in your head after struggling with all that, we can really see what is real and what is just hallucination. So the second one is like the awakening journey for me.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the, you know, the pandemic life.
Sure. So like the so like Waiting For You and like Catch 22, are those going to be part of what, the first EP?
Yes. Yes.
And then you already have both of them completely finished?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And you just released what, a whole album this year as well, right?
Yes. My first mixtape, actually.
Okay. Free Fall is the mixtape.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Like, you must have a lot of songs, obviously. Like, was Free Fall a concept record or just a bunch of songs that you had written over the course of years?
I would say the second type.
Okay.
Free Fall is like the collection of the songs I wrote last year, like during September to December.
Okay.
The time period. Yeah. And so it was like... it was very romanticism kind of writing process. Yeah. So Free Fall is like I was expanding music possibilities through that year. Yeah. So that was that mixtape.
Awesome. And then do you, okay, so then you put out Waiting For You, and then the most recent one is Catch 22. Do you ever, well, tell me about Catch 22, since that's the most recent song. Tell me what that song's about.
That song is, first of all, the EP one is all about falling in love, right? So I wanted to capture every stages of falling in love, those beautiful moments. So Catch 22 is more like you had a crush on somebody and that makes you feel so insecure and craving for answer, but at the same time you're so happy. Yeah, that kind of so it's like very musically for me it's like very warm and that kind of very I don't know how to say that. That feeling is very special, you know, with that chord progression and the melody and the guitars. Yeah, I really love that song.
Very cool. And so Villain, when did you start that? That's you said it's a record label?
Yeah, but it's actually me and my partner has been doing like... we started this record label the second we decide the names.
Really?
We were struggling to, you know, to come up with the name of our label. So we were like, oh, Villain, that's it. So we had our label at the moment. So yeah, me and my partner, Lena, we are very similar in many ways. We like to create every day, and I write songs, and she's a visual director, right? So she visually translates my songs into visuals.
Wow.
Art. Yeah, that's amazing.
That is. Are you putting out other artists' music as well, or just your own on the label?
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. But for now, it's just me.
I love it. I love it. Very awesome. Well, thank you so much for staying up late and doing this. I appreciate it.
Having me.
Yeah. I have one more question before I let you go, Via. I want to know if you have any advice for aspiring artists.
I would say be fearless and be focused and maybe stay away from toxic people. And then, keep writing, keep doing your thing and keep creating. Yeah, that's all.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today, Via. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye. Have a great day.